We are joined on the line, and thank you very much for joining us this morning, by Fine Gael Senator Tim Lombard. It is to do with his invite to the President of the GAA to go before the Shannon to discuss issues of concern regarding the subscription service streaming broadcasting matches. Tim, good morning to you, and thank you for joining us on Radio Kerry. Remind us again about the invite.
Yeah, last Thursday I took the opportunity to raise the issue about where we are with GAA Go, which is basically a pay platform that's put in place that will have a significant number of games actually going on a pay platform. I raised this issue last year, I raised it again last December when the schedule was announced, and I have unbelievable concerns about this issue itself and how we're actually dealing with how we can access the GAA matches. And I come from that as a former chair of my local club, Tracton. I'm involved in my under-8s. Below, I have two twins, there, Dennis and John Kleiner, and like, I'm GAA all my life, but I'm fundamentally concerned about how this actual pay platform, this pay wall, as we call it, is after affecting the game. And last Saturday night, I had the wonderful opportunity of being in Páirc Uí Chaoimh to watch one of the most glorious exhibitions of hurling that I ever saw in my life. But unfortunately, the majority of people didn't see that. That game, and like many other games that Cork were involved in, have been behind the actual paywall. And like when it comes to the football side of the house, the Cork Kerry match again was behind the paywall. And I would be deeply, deeply concerned here that if Cork Kerry don't meet in the Munster final, from now, if they weren't to meet there, that match then is going to be behind the paywall. A provisional final will be, but any other match potentially could not be, and that would literally be a big fear of mine. So we've had this debate. The president of GAA came out yesterday and said that he wasn't going to be attending the Oireachtas. Basically, it got the impression he was doubling down, and I got the impression that this pay platform that the GAA and RT are working at the moment seems to be the model that they're looking at going forward, and I would be, Trasa, deeply, deeply concerned about that.
And as you said there, Jarlath Burns, the president of the GAA, who you invited to go before the Oireachtas and has declined your invite to talk about GAA Go, he said he's very surprised by government criticism. He's pointing out that were it not for GAA Go, these hurling games that you've mentioned would not have been available to screen elsewhere. The fact that in the past, in a pre-digital age, certainly these matches would not have been available for people to watch on TV, and this is just politicking. He suggested that this outrage is a result of an election being on the horizon.
I think, unfortunately, the president has got the mood of the GAA public wrong. And I think there's a difference between Croke Park and GAA here. I think I'm a GAA man, I'm not a Croke Park man. And I think my view here is the view of the GAA public here. The GAA public are furious about this paywall. They're furious that we're stuck in a scenario now that we have to pay to see games that were usually on TV. And the knock-on implication here isn't about revenue. It's about how we actually can market our games, how we can get our young people in particular to can actually see the games. And unless you come from a GAA household, and GAA houses are very important, and I'm one of them, you would not be actually buying the actual platform itself. So the access to games for our kids is going to be limited. And I would really fear then about how we're going to promote our games going forward. We have to balance the commercial element of the GAA with the community element of the GAA. The GAA was set up over 100 years ago over in Turles. It was set up on the back of a community voluntary organisation that was going to promote athletics in Ireland. It was not set up as a commercial entity to do a deal with RT. And that deal with RT means that the profits from GAA Go are split 50-50. So even if GAA Go makes significant money, half the money goes to RT. Now that doesn't sit well with me at all. And I fundamentally believe that we need to sit down here and come up with a compromise. We realise there needs to be movement here, but we realise what happened and what's after happening the last 2 years can't continue. We need to make these games open to our public. We need to make sure they can see them. And I believe there's enough platforms available to actually have that happen. RT have several channels. Virgin Media have several channels. We have the ability to do so much more. But if we put, and this is my worry here, more games behind the paywall, which is the impression that the president of the GAA gave in an interview on another platform yesterday, that there was going to have to be more high profile games put behind the actual paywall. I would fear for the access to the games, in particular for young people. And there was an interesting person made a tweet this morning from East Cork, a school teacher, and they were saying that after 28 kids in the classroom, only 5 saw the match last Saturday night, and 2 of them saw it at Holy Communion. So that means the access to the games has been limited. So our real problem here could be in a decade's time, when we lose our young people to get involved because they don't have access. And I'm passionate about this. This isn't politics. I'm a GAA man, I'm a Tratton man, I'm a politician too, but I am GAA first. And the GAA community believe that Croke Park is out of sync with the GAA at the moment.
But the costs involved aren't a lot. Like a season pass to watch 38 exclusive games from the Championship on GAA Go is only €79. And when you think how much people are paying monthly for their Netflix and other streaming services such as Disney Plus or Prime, €79 isn't a lot of money. And
no, so it isn't. But the problem here is we need to promote GAA outside the GAA family. If you're a GAA supporter, if you're a GAA family, absolutely, €79 would be no problem to you. But Irish society is changing. It's totally changing. So we need to promote this to the non-GAA families, to the people that, you know, are kind of committed. They take them down to the training on the Tuesday and Wednesday night. They mightn't be from the area. They mightn't have the actual links with the GAA all the way through. But we need to promote them more to get involved in the GAA. They're not going to pay the €79 to see the match. And then the older generation...
How do you know that?
Because it's about tradition. It's about building that atmosphere, building that sense of community. It's about making sure they can be a part of it. And that's why the stats from the school teacher in Newall today were so obvious, that 5 of the class only saw it. Every child in Cork and Kerry should have saw that hurling match last Saturday.
They might have been listening to it on radio, and you forget. And obviously, you would say you would bring this up, wouldn't you? But local and regional stations such as Radio Kerry, we provide live coverage of the big games and the not so big games, the less glamorous ties as well, and we do so free of charge. Aren't you forgetting that it's not just a visual medium through which people can listen in live to games? And I'm sure local radio in Cork did a splendid job at the weekend covering the matches.
And I think that point is really well made. The local radio stations cover both national and local games, and they're a great outlet for us to get scores, to get understanding, to know what's happening in our intermediate and junior championships, all of our senior championships, and to give us the big games. And they play a really, really important part of it. But they're a part of it. They're probably one leg of the stool. The actual visual element is another leg of the stool itself, and it's important we have that visual element, because as good as the commentator is, nobody could tell me how Horgan put the ball in the back of the net until I saw it myself. So it really was one of those moments in history. And my view here, and I fundamentally believe this, the GAA need to move. The GAA president now has come back and said, this is it, we're doing no more, we're only playing with politics. We're playing with anything but politics. We're playing with the people that want to be a part of GAA itself. And Croke Park need to move here, because I fundamentally believe the deal done between RTE and Croke Park about the actual media rights doesn't benefit the community. And the community is us, the volunteers, the people that go down to the GAA 52 weeks of the year, who do the lotto. We need to encourage people into it, because that's how we're going to make sure we're going to thrive.
But again, you were talking about the aspirations of the GAA when it was founded in 1884. No one back in 1884 could have envisaged radio, could have envisaged TV, certainly could not envisage the digital age that we're in now. And the GAA has endured in part because it hasn't really been that traditional. It has expanded, it has grown, it has changed with the times. And it wisely sees that if it's to continue thriving in the 21st century, it needs money, it needs investment, such as platforms, such as pay-per-view platforms, such as GAA Go. And likewise, RTE is the state broadcaster. It's a state broadcaster in crisis at the moment. We don't need to go into all the reasons why, but it needs income. and income from GAA go would help RTE?
So the figures that were published in 2022 about GAA Go were quite significant. Basically, they gave us the impression that literally 30,000 people had watched the game per games on a 28-game platform, which basically means they made €4 million. The present GAA went into a long spiel yesterday about their development plans, which is going to cost €500 million. So there is an issue here about how we're going to finance the GAA. If they believe that GAA Go is going to be the financing model going forward, that literally it could make a profit on 22 counts of literally €2 million, it's very, very questionable. So we need to find a platform that works. We need to find a platform that can solve the commercial issues that the GAA have, but also protect the community element that's been so important in the ethos of the GAA for the last 100 years. And I'm only echoing, in my opinion, and I'd be totally biased being a Corkman, superstars like Don Logue, Diarmuid O'Sullivan, Mark Foley, who've all come out publicly saying this is not working. And they have been very, very vocal in saying this system is working against the community element of the GAA itself. And that's why I think the presence of GAA needs to come to your office with a proposal that's going to solve this problem. There has to be a proposal to go further. His idea at the moment seems to be, we're doing no more, we've made a decision. I don't think that'll work.